السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters in Islam. About the same talk, the same question. Why when I hear brother Ahmed's talk, my iman go up? After a while, my iman go down and I cannot continue. If you remember a long time ago, how Khadija radiallahu anha married Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why she proposed to him? For his status, his beauty, his money, or his character and value. I met some people not long time ago, and he opened a business. What business? He bought Arabic stallion horse, and later on he sacrificed big amount of money to get a female horse for him. And when I asked why you do that, he said, I want a good seed. I want a good, pure Arabic horse. Do you know how much it will cost each one? Such and such money. What it mean? He makes sure what kind of seed, because he will chase or trace the whole chain of history of the horse. Imagine, look at how much money involved and how much effort involved to get a nice baby horse and apply that for a cow, apply that for a dog, apply that for the different animal. Imagine when my daughter and son is very cheap. How many of you look who is the husband, who is the wife? I bear witness to Allah, all the girls I know in my life, all of them, when the time coming for marriage, they only go for one thing. Oh, look at him, he's cute. Or his job, or his money. Did we ever go for goodness sake? If you listen to my talk about marriage, and you as a mother or father, did you ever wish your daughter or your son to marry somebody really for Allah? To get a good seed? Did you ever think this way? Show me a mother or father wish her daughter or her son to marry somebody for Sabilillah, to get the cloning of this person. Look what the companion did and what we're doing. Is this not the reality of your iman? It coming and it show up in a time of choosing and making decision. I bear witness to Allah. From the time I start doing my da'wah until now, close to 30 years or more, all the people around me fail big time. No, I will not call it fail. I call it they succeed. What coming from your heart, show up. By this way, the time of marriage, time, you're sitting alone, and you look to your jewelry, and one piece of jewelry, you love it so much. And you said, Allah, bear witness. I hate to have this jewelry between me and you. And you run immediately, and you sell it, and you put the money for Sabillah, for goodness sake. You think what happened now? This is called real Iman. By this way, in our life, Iman is a mawaqif. What it meaning mawaqif? Iman is a certain time when you're going to make a decision. And this decision will be according to how much you love Allah, how much you love dunya, how much you value akhirah, how much you think about the future of the ummah. Apply this topic in everything. I bear witness to Allah. I never see that. Never. Maybe once. Maybe once. You see? We're cloning animal. We're cloning nonsense. We copy a recipe of a cake or something. Did we ever value goodness? Did I ever, me as a mother or father, said, I wish my daughter to marry so-and-so. I wish her to have the seed of so-and-so. I wish my son to marry so-and-so. And this to be only for goodness sake. We need a good seed. We need a blessing seed. Do we value that? Go to any farmer who try to have crops, good crops. I saw that in my life. One person is spending, I forget how much money and years, and the crops came so bad, not so good. I tell him, what are you planning to do? He said, I have to start from scratch. I have to clean up the land completely. I have to get a good seed. I made a mistake. I bought a cheap seed. I get a cheap product, cheap crops. Today, do we really want a grandparents belong to Allah? Do you want a husband or a wife next to me belong to Allah? It's only a talk, only in a session. And when the time comes to make decision, we make it onwards for dunya. Where's the iman? It was never there in the first place. Because iman, it show up in a certain time in your life. Allah will show it to you. Allah will make you witness to yourself or against yourself. Because if I have real iman, I will make decision. I will sacrifice only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reality of iman will show up. Listen to all my talk in past. Read the verses. You will see how many verses in Quran Allah promised He will check our iman. You will not go with a link. You will not go with a sentence. You will go with a real love and a real sacrifice and real belonging. Go listen to my talk about marriage and cry and scream over our condition. And ask yourself deep inside, what do you want for your daughter? What do you want for your son? What do you want for yourself? I met many women in my life. They have beautiful quality. They marry a man who doesn't pray, who doesn't have iman in his heart, meaning they marry a mushrik or a kafir, meaning their marriage, first of all, is denied, is batil, because you cannot marry a non-Muslim as a woman. And look, we sacrifice what? We sacrifice akhirah for dunya, for a stupid dunya. And you're waiting 10, 20, 30 years, oh, Allah will give him da'wah. I have to be patient. Imagine, and you lie to yourself. Imagine if this man or this woman have no money, you will marry them? Or because of the cutie, or they have a status, or the son of so-and-so who has land, always it will be a musibah about dunya. Where is the iman? Where is the iman? Tell me how many incidents, or talk to yourself, you put iman number one, you put akhirah number one for yourself, for decision making. You, mother, daughter, son, man, woman, whatever. My dear brother and sister in Islam, if you die, all this will not benefit us, will be against us. Only the moment of a true decision, a true action, purely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want iman? Reflect and think. What action I did it purely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us, we cook and we get sweat for some guest, some hypocrisy and some show, not for Allah. And when we cook for poor people or we try to serve, we do something cheap and quick. Again, this is just an example, apply it to all. Jazakum Allah kulli khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with barakah and nur al qabul in everything I say and I do. And may Allah wake us up and choose the reality and be honest to ourselves and make a major, major U-turn and make a real journey of iman to Allah and check our niyyah, our action, our desire, our love, our temptation, everything. and ask yourself is for Allah or for me and my dunya. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers in Islam. Belong to the same question. Why my iman, when I listen to Brother Ahmed, go up, after that it go down? If you go back again, in Quran, in chapter Tawbah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Or you believe, fear Allah and be among the truthfulness one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised us about the companion. And Rasulullah SAW, he has a lot of ahadith about this topic. The importance of the companion and the friendship. Today, may Allah forgive me of what I'm going to say. Journey of Iman is not important. Because journey of Iman is not important, I'm not seeking the right companion. I'm not seeking the right husband or wife. I'm not seeking the right environment. I'm not seeking, in general, the environment and the companionship who support me in Iman. Even when you look in the Ummah, we're not seeking the right teacher. We're not seeking the right Imam. Why? Because journey of Iman deep inside is not, it become like hollow. It become like a something to do, routine. And this is a price. And when you look how many ahadith and how many advice of the early one about companionship, big time. Today, my brother and sister in Islam, we have no companionship. And we're not even seeking it. Remember when I used to come to India? And people know I'm coming to India. And only for 3-4 weeks. And wonder what happened. Some people, I see them once. And they love me for Allah and they want the message. Some people pop if they like, in the time they like. And in the meantime, I will tell you the truth. I have 3-4 sisters maximum. Some of them, they move completely nearby to make sure they are present from 9 a.m. until 6, 7 p.m. By this way, you will do activity and you set it with priority according to the priority of your heart. If your journey of Iman was a life very important to you, you will do anything possible for the right companion. And this is a musibah today. Very few of us do that. Why? The ikhlas about journey of Iman. Look at the early people and the story of the early people. They used to travel for years just looking for companionship for one day, half a day, to sit down with good people. Today we have no value. We have no value of good people. Why? The journey of Iman, we have no value to it in our heart inside. But for vacation, for wedding, for stupid thing, for a meal, for a piece of jewelry, for a piece of cloth, look at the amount of money and time spent to achieve a piece of cloth, or a dress, or a piece of jewelry, or a meal, or any nonsense. By this way, our talk is one thing, our action is the opposite completely. And after that, you want real Iman? No, sister and brother. Real Iman, real effort, real priority, real love, real companionship, value, value. Look at the early people. They're willing to do anything for the companionship. And today we do everything to have no good companionship. Think. Think, contemplate, and see what's going on and what you're doing. How many times you sacrifice to get a good companionship? How many times you sacrifice the money and time to get a companionship? Now for 30 years I'm doing what I'm doing. Never anybody offer me, even I want you to visit. I have to make the effort. I have to initiate. I have to pay. I have to do everything. But is anybody want to do? No. Why? No value of companionship. My dear brother and sister in Islam, companionship is power. Seeking the right environment is power. Remember what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mar'u ala deen khalili. The person, his deen is according to his companion. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَى مَنْ يُخَالِلْ أَوْ إِلَى مَنْ يُصَاحِبْ. Look, who is your companion? Who is your friend? You know who you are. And who is your deen? This is reality. This is real. Don't be fake. Don't lie to yourself and lie to other and lie to Allah. You cannot make it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who we're choosing and why we're choosing and how we spend the time and money for the choosing. جزاكم الله كل خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And oh my brother and sister in Islam, please, I send you a lot of verses, which is a big messages from Allah to us. Do you take it seriously and follow my instruction and read it carefully and contemplate about it, think about it and see where you are from it? Or we just read it and that's it, the way we're reading anything today? Quran, ahadith, messages from Allah not to be heard like that. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, every time he read a verse, it said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. He said, Allah, this for me. You calling me. And he run and he makes sajda. And he said, Allah, allow me to listen and obey Allah. I'm Abdullah, please. I bear witness, I listen and obey. Read about the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How does he treat Quran? How does he read Quran? How does he reflect on Quran? How does he live Quran? And what's happening to us? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. One sister, she sent me a question. She said, when I listen to you, alhamdulillah, my iman go up and grow, but later on my iman go down. Why, my brother? It's very simple. I said it to people many years ago. Are you taking me and my talk as an aspirin, as temporary relief, or as a vitamin and a steroid? What it mean? Temporary relief and aspirin, you take it once in a while. It relieves the pain and the pain come back again. It's not a cure. It's just to calm the symptom and the disease growing. By the way, the talk about Iman, it requires a lot of work, a lot of mujahada. You cannot take a lecture of a sheikh and think it will have the magic bullet and all of a sudden, mashallah, the Iman is spilling all over. No, this is not true. Quran, full of talks and advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What make Quran benefit me? For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me, do dhikr the maximum you can. Spend for sabilillah. Care about others. Care about the orphan, the needy. Meaning what? Sacrifice. Love me, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, above any love. Who's stopping me? Can sheikh do it for me? You see? Can a sheikh give you hygiene? Can a sheikh take a shower in your behalf? Can a sheikh make you have good manner? Can a sheikh in earth or any talk make salah in your behalf? Can sheikh in any earth make you sacrifice your life for sabilillah? Or this action require a lot of mujahada from your end? By this way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, if you listen to a sheikh, if you listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you listen to a hadith, and you try to make it alive in your life, now you benefit. And even then, if I keep going like that and all of a sudden, little by little I go down, what will happen to me? It go away. By this way, similar, can you eat once a week and that's it? Can you eat only when you feel like it? And you eat what you like? Or it was a principle. This topic is what called basic iman, believe it or not. A companion of Rasulullah said, Ya Rasulullah, when we come to you, our iman increase. And we feel like we are in Jannah. And we fear Allah and we fear Jahannam. And when we go to our family, we lose this feeling. He said, if you stay with me, continue like that, you will see the angels and the angel will give you salam even. Go study. It's an authentic hadith. What it mean after that? He said, بَلْ سَاعَةٌ وَسَاعَةٌ Hour and hour. And another hadith, he said, إِيمَان يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُسُ Iman go up and down. By this way, it is a combination of our sincerity, who we spend some time with, how much mujahada we do in ourselves, how much we sacrifice for sabilillah, how much we really develop our real iman, not fake one, how much we attach to Allah more than attached to the dunya, how much we attach to Jannah more than attached to my living room and my kids. All this is not a talk, it's an action, it's a status within. No sheikh can give it to you. But what happened if I listen to the sheikh and mashallah, 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 now I have a feeling. If this feeling you cannot convert it to an action, what will happen? You lose your feeling. And you lose the action, and now you have no strength. But if I listen, I feel, I believe, I live it, I make dua, I beg Allah, I make a lot of effort, I make a lot of struggle, now this quality will come alive with me. And even then, now if I change environment, I have different people, I do some backbiting, gossiping, talking about other, talking about some, now I'm losing my good deed, I'm losing my quality, I become weak. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advise us to be with those who benefit us and elevate our iman and supporting us. Today we do not have value of that. By this way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, we have a lot of dunya. We have a lot of dunya. And we have a knowledge without no legs. What is meaning? We have knowledge is only in the tongue, not in the heart. And this is why we're not ready to sacrifice and live the knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the barakah of the knowledge, the nur of the knowledge, the rahmah of the knowledge, the tawfiq of living the knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the knowledge witness to us, not against us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strength against ourselves, because the ultimate enemy of me is me. The ultimate enemy in this earth of me is me. And I have to fight me. And I have to come over me. And now, if me becomes stronger, it can fight shaitan. If I fight shaitan, now I have a good iman and a strong iman. If I have strong iman, I get good relationship with Allah. If I get good relationship with Allah, now I have angel friend and become more strong. If I do that, Allah now shower me with his quality. And when Allah give me quality, now I will do more for sabilillah. And the more I do for sabilillah, now I have more quality. And now maybe, inshallah, Allah will be pleased with me and smile to me. And when this is done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support me. And journey of tawfiq after tawfiq, goodness after the goodness, and now my soul is elevated. And after that, now I have to guard it by being in the right environment. And continue mujahada, continue fighting myself, because the fight will keep going until we enter the grave. Is not one day, no way, no way. It's a continuous effort and mujahada and fight until we enter the grave. And please remember, the ultimate enemy of you is you. And nobody help you except you when you really want help and calling Allah. Look at all the verse. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, Allah will never change anybody or nation unless they change within. Go study it, study it very well and live it. Change within. Go to the verses, the most dangerous verse in Quran. Read it. Look at my lecture about it and see what's going on. Where am I? I give you guys yesterday some verses. Read it carefully. A lot of these verses, believe it or not, supposed to be to the kuffar and hypocrite. But what make them hypocrite in Medina? When they delay spending. Go study. Just delay spending and delay supporting the message. My dear brother and sister in Islam, dhikrullah, spending, be quiet, be with those who can help you and elevate your iman and get away from any drama, even if it's your own family or member of the family. May Allah give us tawfiq to stand up for sabilillah, to have loyalty to Allah, to love Allah above any love, and love each other only for Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us among those who go to goodness or be quiet. And may Allah make us among those who Allah use them to support and elevate His deen and alleviate the suffering of others. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Don't forget also the love of Jannah. The love of Jannah. Where is Jannah in your heart? How much you're dreaming about it? How much you prepare for it? But what happens if you're busy about your living room and your life? You will decorate your house and you will destroy your grave and the hereafter. And if you're busy decorating your grave and the hereafter, you will destroy your living room. Choose what is staying of what is leaving. Is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Yesterday, when one sister asked, how come when I listen to you, meaning me, my iman increase and I have a momentum inside, and when I go, after a while, it go down. I will give you a bunch of examples. When we have the routine life, daily, 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 we become what? Attached to the routine life. Husband, wife, kids, food, dinner, lunch, this, that. And before you know it, this attachment has another name, the love and priority. To our routine of dunya become above. I give you another example. And this is a musiba. Go to verse 165, Al-Baqarah. When we do a wedding, when we do something for ourselves, we spend the best money for the best whatever to fulfill our desire. Food, clothing, piece of jewelry, whatever, piece of furniture. Let me ask you a question, for example. Can I love and like and accept my son and my daughter to join one of the refugee camp or one of the orphan camp or place? Look how they live. Look how they eat. How you deal with them. Can you? What about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? You will never be a believer unless you love to your brother what you love to yourself. How many of us take one orphanage at a time and go support with money, with supervision, with the best environment, decent meal, with harmony and dignity for them? What about look to a lot of the NGO, the Muslim, who go and serve the people and make them stand like a sheep in line? With a token and everybody coming, pick it up with unbelievable humiliation and no respect. And when you open the bag, the ingredient has to be something cheap. Very cheap. And in the meantime, when I go for a wedding, I want to make a big show. How? How you call this iman? You tell me for a show, because what is it for the wedding? It's a show. It's a show. By the way, I want people to know I did this wedding, I have it in this hall, I get this food, this was the menu. It's all show. What it meaning? It's riyah, shirk. It's unnecessary at all and unnecessary at all. And when I feed the poor people, I feed them again with humiliation and poor. Do you know when you feed the poor people, who you feeding? You're feeding Allah Jalla Jalalu. Go to the hadith. See what I'm talking about. Imagine if you die and Allah tell you, why you feed me this way? Why you serve me this way? And why you serve your guests in a wedding or whatever this way? What is your answer? You call this iman. By the way, if I go, what about today when I send you a link, you send me a link? I send you a link, you send me a link. Are we living the link? Are we care about the message? Or just passing knowledge? What happened to the early people? They're so scared to passing knowledge. Today, we love to pass knowledge, talk about knowledge, but we are empty inside. It's a musibah again. You think any of this action will increase your iman? When you read about the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how come they regain this iman? Sacrifice the most valuable thing in their life for Sabilillah, money and themselves. Tell me, what you sacrifice for Sabilillah? How many things you think you sacrifice? Sacrifice. Sacrifice meaning something beloved to you. You give it to whom you love, which Allah Azza wa Jalla Jalla Jalla. What happened with all messengers and prophets and the early very pious people? They have some time alone, away. Not in the living room, not in the resort, someplace alone in the desert, in the mountain, in the jungle. When you spend this time alone for Sabilillah only, it will give you a different dimension of life. What about when you go to the grave land and cry over yourself, don't cry over them? What happened? It reminds you by Akhirah. What happened if we're visiting the sick in a regular basis? What happening to us? It humbles us and remind me I may be next. What about to care about the elder and the needy in a regular basis? Again, is very important. Do I do that? Do you see how many topic? By the way, today, the journey of Iman, it become passing knowledge, but deep inside, my heart full of dunya, my time for dunya, my priority for dunya, my spending for dunya, everything for dunya. And you want to have a good Iman? How much quality time you put priority in it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the cause of Allah, purely to Allah with ikhlas. How much money you spend for Sabilillah? How much your heart and your tongue is busy with dhikrullah? How much really part of your heart connected to Allah and how many part connected to other, and which one it should be? Or Allah, He wants your heart 100% for Sabilillah. Yes, you love your family, but you love them for Allah. No attachment, no obsession, and no this massive, is my daughter, is my son. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And you're dirty and you sick your heart, and you're dirty and you sick your daughter or your son heart. And the price is high. How many time of us look to my daughter and my son and said, oh Allah, make my son or my daughter qurratu aynun li, wala taj'alhum fitnatun li. Make them the coolness of my eyes, dunya and akhirah, and don't make them fitna to me. Make them the cause to elevate Islam, and don't make them a slave to dunya. What do you think about all this? Did you really live all this or try to live it, and you make a sincere effort to live it, or just passing knowledge? And when we meet each other, I show off, you show off. I give you some knowledge, you give me some knowledge. Knowledge of Allah is not for show off. Knowledge of Allah is not to have a championship of knowledge. Knowledge of Allah is not to I send you a link, you send me a link. Knowledge of Allah, to live it, sacrifice my life for it. To I love to my brother what I love to myself. To I care for the ummah more than anything else. Where are we from that? Where are we from being real brother and sister for Allah? Where is fake? Where are we to be a brother and sister even in a family? It's fake. Why? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ Only the mu'minun is a brotherhood and sisterhood. Only. By the way, if you take the iman, this is our condition today. This is our condition today. Rich one, empty, with empty rhetoric in our tongue, not in our heart. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, journey of iman is not empty. Journey of iman is not a link. Journey of iman is not a talk. Journey of iman is full of love, caring, burning inside your heart. Read. Read when people used to say, we used to smell the burning liver of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Aching, aching. When you see the condition of the ummah and we're not making effort to do anything. When all my goal to achieve dunya for myself and my children is a musibah. And be careful, because all this talk is not a talk. Allah aware about what I have in my heart. And what you have in your heart. Can you play a game with Allah? Can we, when we meet each other, we become a good talker? But deep inside our niyyah, our goal, our intention, our love and our compassion only for something else? Meaning I'm a hypocrite, I'm a liar. I play a game with Allah. And after that you want iman? Iman is not a talk. I call it a journey. It's a journey of mujahada. A journey of putting things in the right priority. And anything for sabilillah, anything for akhirah is high priority. Anything for me is low. If you've been involved with us in Project Smile, look. Look how we serve the people. What is our goal? To make Allah smile. To serve them with dignity and respect. We are the beggar, not them. To serve them from the best of what we eat. Who said that? Go study. How many ahadith about that? You feed the people from the medium of the best of what you're eating. Not the poor people has to eat the worst, and we have to be the best. And see some of the companion what he said. He said, La khayra fina. Okay, wallahu a'lam was Umar ibn Khattab or another companion. He said, La khayra fina. No goodness in us. If we eat the best, and we give the worst. Look at the sentence, La khayra fina, no goodness in us. If we eat the best and give the people the worst, the lowest. This is insult to yourself, insult to your relationship with Allah, you're disgracing yourself. And after that you want iman? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimin. Wake up, you're going to stand in the front of Allah. And you're going to be answered about all this point. Be ready. Forget about me. Be ready to stand in the front of Allah. And be ready to be questioned about all this. You know what all this talk? Well, ikhlas. And what happens if we do good deed without no ikhlas? Is no value. Will not be accepted. And you can do a lot of good deed just for ya' wal'ajiz billah. Just to satisfy yourself. And this is what a lot of people do today, especially when we have event, is a whole show. It's a show, I care about the show. I care about my name, I care about the microphone. No. This is not journey of iman. I hope you get the message, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me ikhlas and give you ikhlas. And all of us to be a true believer in the eye of Allah, in the kingdom of Allah, and make us live as a pure believer, die as a pure believer, enter our grave as a pure believer and resurrected in the front of Allah as a pure believer. Slave to Abdullah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is not a talk, is not a link. Is an action, is a mujahada, is love, is sacrifice, is a package with ikhlas. Wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.